Thank you for calling Monique's Reward Swing Hotline. My name is Jennifer. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes. My car broke down a couple days ago, and I called. And they said to call this number to get it towed to their shop. So yes, I'm in a safe location.
Okay, and your vehicle is being taken to one of our Monique locations?
Yes.
All right, and you are the actual Monique customer, not the employee?
Yes, correct.
Okay, we'll go ahead and get you started. I'll make sure to get you taken care of today. Can I have the spelling of your first name, please?
Yes, it's B-E-T-H-A-N-Y.
Okay, and the spelling of the last name?
Yes, B-R-A-U-G-H-T-O-N.
Thank you. Just to make sure I have that spelled correctly, that's B-R-A-U-G-H-T-O-N.
That's correct.
Okay, and can I have a good callback number in case we ever get disconnected?
Yes, 317-600-6314.
God, please. Okay, so that's 317-600-6314.
Correct.
Okay, and would you also like to opt into our text feature? We'll send you the driver's information, the expected time of arrival as well.
Yeah, that would be good.
Thank you. Message and data rates may apply. Okay, so how the Monique Rewards program works is where you're getting your vehicle taken care of at one of our Monique locations. And because you're getting the vehicle serviced there, they sign you up for the rewards program where they give you 5 miles free for towing. And anything outside of the 5 miles, additional costs will be paid directly to the driver. Would that be okay?
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's fine.
All righty, I'm going to go ahead and start getting your ticket set up here. Just need to get some additional information from you.
Okay.
And the place that the vehicle is broken down, is it at a business or a residence?
It's a residence.
Okay, can I start by having the street address for that place of breakdown?
Yes, it's, let me get it on here, 8945 Stone Grove Court, McCordsville, Indiana, 46055.
Okay, so that's 8945 Stone, S-T-O-N-E, and was the second word Grove, G-R-O-V-E?
Yes. Okay, please be done, everybody.
Okay, so that's Stone Grove Court. And what's the city?
McCordsville, Indiana.
Spell that city for me.
M-C-C-O-R-D-S-V-I-L-L-E.
And that was M-C-C-O as in Oscar, R as in Robert, and then D as in David, S as in Sam. All right, McCordsville, and that was in Indiana. And can I have the zip code?
Yes, it's 46055.
Thank you.
We need to be done. Yeah, 5 seconds, Shelly. We got to get out of here.
Okay, and what is the year, make, and model of that vehicle?
It's a Jeep Liberty 2005.
Okay, so I have a 2005 Jeep Liberty, and what is the color of that vehicle?
It's red.
Thank you. And what's the issue that you're having with the vehicle today?
So we had taken a trip, like a two-hour trip, and it, like 20 minutes close to coming back, I think it just hadn't, I'm not sure what went wrong with it, but one of the, so there's the four wheels that have the band around it that I guess makes the car go. The whole band broke and snapped, and then there's like the piece right above that burned away. So there, I think our car was like very close to almost exploding. I'm not quite sure exactly what's wrong with it, but like two different things I think burned and broke. Because I think there might have been something, I'm not sure, like low or oil was low or something.
Okay, so is this something involving the wheel?
It's not the wheel. I think it's, so inside it's the four, like on a bike, there's the two, whatever they're called, spokes, and there's the band that goes around it to keep it going. It's that part, the band inside, like, the engine. I don't know the right terminology.
Are you talking about the belt under the hood of the car?
Yes. Yes, that's it. I'm like, I can't think of the right word. It's the
belt
on the
inside
in the engine.
You're talking about the serpentine belt has broken.
Yes. And then there's a wire right above that. Not a wire. It's like a black. It looks almost like a spark plug, but it's not a spark plug. And it, like, just burned through. So it's, like, completely cut, basically.
Okay, no worries. And does the vehicle still shift out of park and go into neutral?
Yes. And does someone need to be there when, I imagine someone needs to be there when the drivers or the tow truck's picking it up?
Yes, ma'am. I have a quick question for you. Is Monica aware of the arrival of the vehicle today?
I called them, and they said that they gave me this number. I said, I need it towed to your guys' place, and they said, okay. And I'm not sure. They didn't ask for me for any information. I said, I need my car towed to your guys' place, and they said, okay, here's the number. So I guess they're
okay, good deal. And just one last thing. Do you know if your vehicle is a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive vehicle, or is it just standard?
I think it's four-wheel drive, but honestly, I don't know.
Okay, no worries. And was today's service a result of an accident?
Accident, it just started. How we knew it, the air conditioner went out and the power steering started to go out because I think the things had broken and it wasn't getting enough connection.
Okay, and do you plan to be the person with the vehicle when the driver gets there?
Sorry, what was that? It broke up.
Will you be the person with the vehicle when the driver gets there?
It'll be me or my mother-in-law. I'm not sure. I need to know when it's coming. If it's going to be like in the morning or afternoon.
We try to shoot for 2 hours or less.
Okay. Yeah, I can go up there or it'll be my mother-in-law.
Oh, okay. So currently you're not with the vehicle currently?
No, it's at my in-law's house.
Oh, okay.
But if I
will someone
down there, totally fine.
Will the keys be on scene as well?
Yes.
All righty. And will anyone be needing a ride with the tow truck provider, or they're just picking up the vehicle?
No, I don't think anyone will need a ride.
All right, good deal. Give me just a moment. All right, so I'm just getting everything mapped and located. So the pickup address is 8945 Stone Grove Court, and that's in McCordsville, Indiana, 46055. And the Meineke location that you're going to take the vehicle, what is that address?
It is... It is 7352 Pendleton Pike, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46226.
All righty, thank you. Thank you so much for your patience. My system is running a little slow today.
That's okay.
All right, so I have you mapped and located. It's showing here that this is a 10-mile tow. So for 5 additional miles, you would have to pay the driver. I'll reach out to them and get a quote. It's usually about $5 per mile or something to that effect. But, you know, it shouldn't be anything too major. So if you do agree to the out-of-pocket expense once I get that quote, would you pay the driver with debit or credit or cash?
Probably debit.
All right, thank you. Okay, so I'll go ahead and reach out to the driver and get as far as with a quote. If it's anything as far as with $25, $30 or less, did you want me to go ahead and set the service up?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Okay, and if it's anything more than that, I'll definitely give you a call and give you a heads up. But I'm going to give you a call anyway to let you know the final quote of it, and I'll speak back with you momentarily so you can get the ETA as well.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, and I'll speak back with you shortly.
Okay.
Bye-bye.